Hello, and welcome to My Streaming Bubble, the podcast where I talk about the shows I love with the people I tolerate. I'm your host, Jen, and I'm here again with another mini-bubble of HBO's The Last of Us, this time watching and reacting to Episode 5, Endure and Survive, which I feel like is what I'm doing with this show. So in the last episode, we got some character building and growth between Ellie and Joel, and we're introduced to a new threat, Melanie Linsky's Catherine, who seems ruthless, but also kind of doing what she feels she needs to do to survive and protect her group of survivors. But she may be a bit more extreme than that. I don't know. She does seem to be threatened by Henry, and I think Henry might be the kid we saw at the end of episode 4. Not sure what to expect with this episode. I have an idea of maybe what's coming my way, but I'm not entirely sure. Just going based off of the episodes we've gotten so far, we've gotten a few sad episodes, a screaming episode where I was just goddamn terrified, and a funny episode, episode 4. So I'm going to guess that this episode is going to be another screaming and sad one, but there's only one way to find out. So I'm going to hit play, sit through that goddamn previously on, and see how they're going to re-traumatize me from past events, and then share my thoughts and reactions of this episode along the way, and then finish off this minisode with my initial thoughts from episode 5 of this series, which is really fucking good, and I'm having a lot of fun doing these, and I hope you guys are enjoying these as well. So, without further ado, The Last of Us, Episode 5, Endure and Survive. Oh yeah, and we found out in the last episode that Ellie shooting the dude to save Joel's life was not the first time she's had to hurt somebody. So I'm wondering if we're going to get a little bit more information about that in this episode. Fuck you, Fedra. I like it. Ugh. Oh, shit. I mean, really, fuck you, Fedra, huh? They're just... Oh, fuck! Just beating the shit out of him, shooting him in the face. Oh, stringing him up. Okay, that's a bit extreme. Damn. All right, so it looks like this is Henry and probably Sam's kind of how they got to where they're at. And them surviving these riots and the beating the shit out of Fedra. Holy fuck. Oh, it's Kathleen, not Catherine. Damn, she's condescending. Oh my god, she's gonna go ahead and just kill them all anyway. So she is really ruthless. This doesn't seem like something you need to do to survive and keep your people alive. This is about control and power for her, I think. Oh man, these brothers are just way too sweet. Something terrible is gonna fucking happen. Super Sam. He's not coming back. Sorry, Sam, but that old dude's not coming back. There, Henry just told him he's not coming back. Poor Sam. Ugh, I swear to God. Oh, he's painting the superhero mask on Sam's face. Oh. So as Henry and Sam are trying to escape, tire screeching, gunfire, I'm guessing this is when Ellie and Joel enter the game.
It's a weird fucking tone, man. It's
just the way he sounds. He has an asshole. Tell
him
he's okay.
He has an asshole voice. But like, why are you the most wanted man in Kansas City? Tell me. Thanks for reminding us Bill's dead. Real nice. Oh, he's 8. Oh, same as our youngest. Oh, no. Alright, so Kansas City Fedra was clearly terrible, so maybe not so extreme of a reaction. Growing up in the apocalypse and pointing an unloaded gun at someone is the closest to being violent he's ever gotten, which, growing up in the apocalypse, that's quite an achievement, really. She's the leader of the resistance. Okay. That makes sense. It's my dicey as fuck plan. I like it. I love the brutal honesty in the apocalypse. All right, so how many different types of infected are there? What are we going to see down here in the tunnels? I'm not excited about this at all. Yeah, Ellie, get your gun. Why does she look a little excited about that? Stressed out already. Very quick to clarify that Joel is not Ellie's dad. That was adorable. I'm trying to hold on to any like good funny moments until like the terrible shit happens, so bear with me. The walls are all painted like kid friendly. Oh yeah, wait, Sam. Castle, flowers, rainbows, but it's all like faded. This is what was going on down there? Like some Stranger Things shit. Oh, looks like a classroom, like a daycare. Oh my god, they're getting along, Sam and Ellie. Bonding over comic books. Endure. Oh god. A reluctant father of three. Oh! He gave up Kathleen's brother. Damn. That's why. Kathleen's kind of scary. Just like hellbent on revenge, holding on to all that anger and hate. Just letting it flow right through her. Oh boy. It's been too easy. Oh, gunfire scared me. Fuck. Some old dude. Oh, had to kill the old dude. He said, please, come on now. Run. Oh my god, run. Oh shit. Oh, jammed. Oh fuck. Run. Oh my god. Ah! Nice. Oh god. So fucking stressful. Oh shit. Yes, gigantic vehicle explosions. Uh-oh. Infected sinkhole. Not good. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. That's so fucking many of them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Run. No, oh, the kids aren't running. Why aren't the kids running? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Ah. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that big ass? Oh! Holy shit! Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god, I love it and hate it. Oh, bye, Perry. Oh, shit. God, it's just a kid. Oh, fuck. God damn it. Oh, shit. No, 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 no! Come on, Kathleen, let it go. Oh, shit! Oh! Damn! Oh, and little Sam is a lefty. Just like my kids are lefties. Oh, God. I'm just so waiting for the terrible thing to happen to this kid. Oh, no. There it is. Oh, fuck. Son of a bitch. God damn it. I don't think that's how it works, Ellie. Stay awake with me, he writes. Oh my god. I don't think you can just like blood sibling your way out of being infected. I hope you can. I swear, I don't think you can though. Oh, she fell asleep. Because of course. Oh no. No, 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 no. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, Henry. Oh. Oh, my God. That was so much worse than I was expecting. This show really doesn't like kids. This goddamn show. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, that. Well, that was both a screaming and a crying one, so there's that, at least. Jesus fartin' Christ. Not at all what I was expecting. Oh. I assumed something terrible was going to happen to Sam, but not Henry, too. I was hoping Henry would join Joel and Ellie, but then he didn't. Oh, this was such a bad idea doing these episodes. I can't watch this show alone. Well, that was fun. But really, it was a really, really great episode. It had like all the things, emotion, suspense, definitely, yeah, a screaming, crying episode for sure. I liked that we got that little bit of background on Henry and Sam, and we got to see a little bit of the downfall of Kansas City. And a little bit as to why the people decided to overthrow Fedra. Fedra was doing terrible, terrible fucking things, which honestly doesn't surprise me. Humans are were pretty terrible. And, you know, and then all these people are put into those kind of positions of power and aggression. And, yeah, they're going to do all those terrible things that they said Fedra was doing to the citizens of Kansas City. The survivors. So it's like, so I get it. At first I was like, oh, that shit's kind of extreme, but no, I get it. So we see Henry and Sam survive that. We see Kathleen, I incorrectly called her Catherine at the beginning of this, but we see Kathleen being ruthless and scary and just a little too hell-bent on revenge. I think maybe at one point she was a good, effective leader. But then, you know, we find out that in order to survive and protect him and his brother, Henry gives up Kathleen's brother to Fedra as someone who was like helping Sam and Henry. So, which then ultimately, I guess, ended in Kathleen's brother's death. So she's super mad about all of that. And I get it, but it definitely seems to have warped kind of her drive to survive. It wasn't about surviving, and it wasn't about like protecting. It was just pure anger and revenge. So Henry's thinking that he's a bad guy because he has done bad guy things. But it does kind of make you wonder, where is the line during an apocalypse scenario? He did what he thought he had to do, what he truly believed was the only way to protect him and his brother, by giving up someone that was kind to them and helping them to survive. You know, because Henry's young as well. Sam's like 8. I'm not exactly sure how old Henry is, but at least an older teen, possibly early 20s, but I think that would definitely be on like the oldest he could have possibly have been. I see him being maybe like between like 16 and 19. So he's a kid himself, and he's doing what he has to do to save him and his brother. So it just kind of makes you wonder, where's the bad guy line? Where's the baddie line? Where would it be for you? Would you be able to cross it? Let's see. And when it comes to Sam was so fucking adorable. And I knew something bad was going to happen to him. You just, at this point, how do you fucking not? That was probably like the worst part about watching this episode, other than the actual terrible thing that happens, was this whole anticipation of the terrible thing happening. I figured Sam was going to get bit and turn, and there was going to be like kind of that moment where I thought it was going to be emotional, and it still was emotional. But like I said, this was not how I was expecting things to go down. I thought we were going to get kind of a classic. Sam gets bit. He shows everyone, and, you know, Henry ends up having to do the merciful thing before Sam turns. But that's not what we got. Instead, we get Sam getting bit, Ellie doing her best to, like, blood sibling their way out of the fucking situation, which was so sweet and so, I mean, bless her for trying. It doesn't work. That's unfortunately not how that's going to work. So Sam turns, and because he's deaf, and the actor that played Sam is also deaf in real life, and I just had his name. Where was it? It's like, I've got it. Hold on. Kevon Woodard. Woodard. Why can't I say the last name? It's like, yeah, whatever. Either way, adorable kid. Did an amazing job in this episode. Is deaf in real life. So I loved how they got incorporated the American Sign Language, hiring a deaf child actor to portray this character and to really just tug on those fucking heartstrings of ours. So that representation it's nice to see. It's good to see. It's important to see. But also so fucking heartbreaking in this scenario. Because Sam turns, and because Sam's deaf, when he's got his back to Ellie, because Ellie's the only one that knows, right? We just saw this. So to kind of save Ellie, he keeps his focus off of her. So it's not until she goes up to him and kind of, you know, taps him on the shoulder or whatever, that he attacks. And oh my God, that was so fucking scary. And so how all of that ended up going down, and Sam's attacking Ellie, and poor Henry is just like, I mean, Henry and Joel are just like caught off guard. They don't know what the fuck's going on. And then Henry makes that like split second decision and ends up having to shoot his brother. And holy fuck. And then in that moment of guilt and grief and holy shitness, Henry reacts so emotionally and so quickly. Everything happens so fucking fast. That's what like really kind of builds the tension and the heartbreak in that moment, is just no one has a chance to process anything of what's going on, let alone this character, Henry. And so he unalives himself, and holy shit, that was fucking heartbreaking. Like I said, not at all like how I thought things were going to go down in this episode. I was really hoping Sam was going to survive and join Joel and Ellie. But at the same time, it's like that grief and that depression that character is going to carry with them through the rest of the season or the next couple episodes. Even if Henry had survived and not made that choice, his character would have been hurting for a while. And I think that would have ultimately been that character's downfall. Who knows at this point, but all I know is that shit hurt. Another thing I wasn't expecting at all was Kathleen to die, like, so quickly. These characters are not lasting more than, like, an episode or two. I thought Kathleen was going to be more of a conflict for at least another episode or two, but that's, and it's fine that she's not, because the way this show just is kind of fucking with you, it's a beautifully painful thing, and I love hate it. Holy shit. Sinkhole and fast zombies emerging from said sinkhole is my fucking nightmare. That was some terrifying shit. And then what in the fuck is that giant zombie thing? The thing was big and gross. And I love hate it. So we shall see what is going to happen in episode 6 titled Kin. I at this point, I'm done trying to guess how each episode is going to destroy me. And I'm just going to assume that it's going to fucking just break me for the rest of the season. Because what? This first season is 9 episodes. This is episode 5. So 4 more. Oh, fuck. Nothing good is going to happen. And I can't wait. So I'll go ahead and start wrapping this one up so I can get on to episode 6 and continue to scream cry through the rest of this series that I'm loving so much. So be sure to follow me on all the socials. You can find me over on Twitter at Streaming Bubble, no my in that, on Facebook and Instagram as My Streaming Bubble. And if you have any suggestions for any shows or movies that you want to hear me ramble on about or cover episode by episode or do a live watch on, because I'm really enjoying these for the most part, go ahead and send an email to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and keep streaming. Bye.